June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who are your favorite in June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to pride48.com for more information.
Today is Wednesday, June 19th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where every single day, until I decide to skip a couple of months, we talk about my life. And today is no different than any other day, and that's what we're going to do. So I hope everyone is doing great on this Wednesday. I'm doing great. I'm still getting ready for the Pride 48 thingamabob that's happening this weekend. And also, you know, we're going to Alaska. I think I've mentioned it about 1,000 times, but we're going to Alaska. And I still have so many things to buy. Like, first of all, I don't know, do I need hiking shoes? Because we're going on several excursions where we're going to be walking. We may be walking through wilderness. We're going to be doing a photo tour. We're going to be, I don't know, we're going to be doing like some kind of glacier thing that I'm not really sure. We bought a rain jacket, a North Face rain jacket. And, you know, really, we shouldn't have bought a North Face. I was talking to my stepdad after we bought the North Face. We both bought North Face rain jackets. But North Face is so expensive. And we looked later, we were looking online for like other, you know, I don't know why we were looking at other rain jackets, but we were looking and all the other companies that had rain jackets, other than that Canada Goose, or I don't even know if they have rain jackets, but there's some really expensive Canada company that does those down jackets or whatever, Goose Down or whatever. I just assume they probably have a rain jacket. But we were looking and North Face was more expensive than like all of the other ones. And you could get like a fine rain jacket on, I don't know, I don't remember the sites we looked on, but on other places. And North Face was like five times more than all of these. So I wonder if it's really going to be that much better. But anyway, we did that. And, you know, I've bought the lenses I want for my camera and I've done some practicing, not nearly enough, but I still need a camera bag that will fit my iPad. I still need to figure out if I'm going to be able to use Wi-Fi to get the photos from my camera to the iPad and be able to use those in Lightroom because I want to do some editing to post to Instagram and some other things while we're on there. And then I've got a couple of lenses I still need to, or not lenses, a couple of filters that I haven't bought. And I've got all this preparing still to do for Alaska. So we'll see, but I'm really excited about it. So as of today, right now, as I'm recording this episode, we will be on a plane 1 week from right now, you know, flying to Alaska. Well, not to Alaska. We'll be flying to Vancouver, Canada, where we're going to get on the boat. And then the boat will take us, you know, around Alaska and yada, yada. So I'm really excited. But I am preparing for the June Pride 48 live streaming. In fact, I wrote a little, I keep hitting the microphone cable and it's driving. I've got to refish these wires so that I don't hit it every single time. I felt like there was some short, there's a wire that runs through the mic arm and you can't bump it because it literally runs through the mic arm. But I felt like that one was giving me some weird short type noises. And so I ran another XLR cable and just kind of wrapped the one that's in the mic arm around the arm. But the problem with this other XLR cable is it's not, I didn't really attach it to anything, so it's just kind of hanging down. Bless me. Anyway, so I bump it all the time because it's hanging down, and I wave my arms around when I'm talking. But so I've been preparing for that for the live streaming weekend, and I still have the second server to set up. I did all the scheduling last night except for like 3 hours, and I am replaying the June event, but I'm trying to get all the shows there, but because we moved websites, I don't have the list now of all the shows that participated. And I know it's got to be somewhere, but I couldn't find it. So I literally just grabbed all the recordings that I could find on my computer and then, you know, uploaded them to our streaming server. And they're going to play in a fairly random order, I believe. But, you know, it is what it is. And now I needed to record a bumper to play in between shows as they disconnect and reconnect like I did last year. And so I did that. So this is my rendition of the two bumpers. So here's the first one. And you guys can critique me all you want. You know, I actually said these each like 3 or 4 times, and then I'll go back and pick the best one, in my opinion, and then I'll add music underneath. But this is the first one. You're listening to the Pride 48 June live streaming weekend. We appreciate your patience as the next show prepares to stream. We know you have choices for live streaming LGBT podcasting, and we are glad you have chosen us. Anyway, there's the first one, and here's the second one. This one needs to sound a little bit more festive, right? So the first one I wanted to sound kind of relaxed. I even recorded one that I think sounded kind of sexy. I was like, you're listening to the Pride 48 June. That's not really sexy, but anyway, that's what I did. But the second one needs to sound a little bit more like, you know, woo, you know, exciting. And so it's like this. I don't know if I can even do it. And I don't know, you know, I needed content, so I don't know why I'm doing this, but here you go. It's a sneak peek. You're listening to the Pride 48 June live streaming weekend. Need more Pride 48? Want to meet your favorite podcasters in person? Well, we have just the thing. Join us this August 16th through the 18th in New Orleans, Louisiana for the Pride 48 Expo. Head to pride48.com and click on the events tab to register, book your room, and for more information. So that one needed to sound a little bit more exciting, right? So that's what I did. We'll see if that works. I've got to pick some music. Turniphead sent me some elevator music for the first one. And I need to find some kind of, maybe I'll just cheat and do the Saints Go Marching In. Like, I believe Vera, and I should have asked Vera to record these two things because she did the, or he did the, all the bumpers for beginning of day, end of day, and all of that, like he always does. And he's the voice of, I need to put a picture that says the voice of Pride 48 and put Vera. I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to put on the website, the voice of Pride 48, and I'm going to put Vera on there. But so anyway, but I had done this recording last year and I didn't even think about it. And a few people liked it, I think. They made comments about it. And some people like my voice. So I don't have any illusions. Is that right? Illusions that I have a voice for radio. I don't think that's the case. But there are some people out there that do like my voice. So, you know, if you like my voice, there you go. You have some more stuff to listen to. But so I recorded that, and then I've got to go add the music underneath it, and then I have to schedule that to play. And once I do all of that, then I have to clone the entire server. Isn't this exciting? I have to clone the entire server and then set up the secondary server so that Mr. Mike will have a secondary server, you know, to switch over to if there are any problems with the first one. And then I got an email today, and I'm so glad that shows are testing the stream before Thursday. I mean, that's great and everything. But I got an email today, and it was one of the shows, and they were asking if they could connect two microphones, I'm assuming USB microphones, to the same laptop and stream using the butt software. I told Sarah, I was texting with Sarah from Sarah Talk on Twitter earlier today, and I actually told her, because I was talking about the butt streaming software, and I actually said to her, I said, I hate the name of that software. I feel obscene when I say, quote, use butt, or are you using butt? Because anytime someone emails me, I have to ask them what software they're using. And so I'm like, are you using butt? And, you know, of course, gay men are all using butt at some point. Regardless, one of the shows, who I'm sure they're very sweet people, and, you know, I'm not going to call them out. So, and if you're a listener, this is no offense at all, but they asked me that question. And I felt bad because I don't know the financial situation of anyone or, you know, anything like that. Because I have a mixer and like three computers in here. And I'm not rich by any means, but I've been podcasting for, I don't know how long now. I've been podcasting since like 05 or 06. Maybe it was 07. So I've been podcasting for 12 or 13 years at this point. And I've amassed an array of equipment, you know, I've got microphones and I've got all the Pride 48 equipment as well that, you know, I mean, that we take to events when we have our in-person stuff. But so I feel bad. I don't know. You know, I don't know what to say. I want everyone to be able to stream and I want everyone to feel comfortable with the quality of their audio and all of that stuff. And so I felt bad, but I had to answer them. You know, so I asked them which software you're using and they said, oh, we're using Butt. So I had to email them back and say, oh, I'm sorry, you know, you can't, but only takes one input. Sorry, only one input at a time and but. I don't know. Everything sounds sexual when you say, anyway, regardless. So I had to email them back and say, you know, only one input in your butt. And I said, Audio Hijack is the only thing on Mac that I'm aware of that will allow you to have two different hardware inputs. And, you know, two different USB microphones or four USB, you know, whatever you've got. And then they emailed back and asked, well, can we have two laptops, each one of them with butt on it, and both of them connect to the stream? So I had to explain again, no, you can only connect to the stream once. You can't have, the stream can't merge two different feeds. So, you know, you can't do that either. And so anyway, I hope they get it straightened out. And if you are a listener, and I'll email them as well, but if you are a listener, we can also stream for you, but you still won't be able to use two microphones because Skype or Hangouts also won't take two different microphones. So I really can't help you get two microphones in unless you use a software, either Loopback or Audio Hijack. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. I totally, like, blew it on Pride 48 stuff again tonight. All Mark and I did today was I went to work, and then we played Pokemon tonight, and I got zero shinies. Zero shinies. And that's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly and Q podcasts over at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.